CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, welcome to Mr. Red's Lair. I'm your host, Mr. Red. Joined once again by my podcast engineer, Blake. You just heard him referred to as famous by a woman in this song. Joining me, a guest, a magnificent young man, Jabril.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
How's
doing
it going?
Great.
Jabril, how do we know each other?
Well, I met him in a small town called Lexington.
Yes.
No, we worked on Skrilla together.
Yes. Skrilla is the crime film that we are making here at Wild 7, written and directed by Chris Troll. Dallas was also in it. Dallas was just here. Blake wasn't late because we didn't specify when he was going to come in. But he came in at 12:50. We started the show. Let's call Blake, pretend I was kidnapped by Dallas and stuff. It was very fun. Jabril.
That's funny.
I find it amazing that you have 600,000 followers on TikTok. Do you know what we can do?
Well, I mean, 600,000. I started TikTok a long time ago, like when it first came out. So I started with like 100K. I started with 100K because I came from like music. I did like Musical.ly and stuff like
right.
that. But like, I started with 100K, and I just started making videos and posting like just the TikTok trends and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I started gaining followers. And then once I found my niche, and once I found like the direction of where my content was going.
Right.
And that's when all the followers started kicking in, really.
And you like the horror stuff, huh?
Yeah.
You're into the horror stuff.
Yeah, I love horror stuff.
Oh, yeah? What was the last good horror film you saw?
The last good horror film. It's like a mixture between horror and a comedy film. And the last one I saw was Cocaine Bear. It was pretty scary and funny at the same time.
Yeah, I saw that one on my birthday. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, it had some gory stuff in there.
So. Yeah, that part with the paramedics was really cool.
Yeah,
wasn't that rad?
Yeah. Well, she fell out. the paramedic. Yeah. Skid her face across the street.
Oh God,
that was.
That's awesome. Soon. I like that stuff. Blake, did you see Cocaine Bear?
No, I wasn't really interested.
Really? I thought bear cocaine. I'm in, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's based off of a true story.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Cocaine fell from an airplane, and then a bear just ate it. But I think the bear just died.
Oh.
Yeah, like, like 5 minutes or like a minute later. Yeah.
right. You heard about the urban legend, Blake?
There's tons. Or, I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
About the bear.
Yeah.
That specific bear. Yeah, he ate. Because, you know, bear eats cocaine and it's just like, and then dies. It's not very cinematic. You need a paramedics getting their head ripped off.
No, yeah, they needed that whole. Then there's a lot of the fire range or the person who worked at the park, the lady who got her head skinned.
Right,
she was the worst shot. She had the worst shot in the world. She had so many opportunities to shoot that bear.
Yeah, I like the cop in it. Mm-hmm. When he had the standoff with the other dude, and they're doing their thing. That was good stuff.
No, yeah, that was a good scene.
Jabril, when you command this TikTok army, when we go and storm the Capitol, because that's fucked up and they got people in trouble. We're not gonna do that, but we'll like storm malls or something. Yeah, we'll storm like cool stuff.
The mall, yeah.
And in by storm, I mean we'll just all go and just buy stuff. But I love this power that you have and the fact that you're so humble about it.
I don't know. I feel like it's more like little kids that are following me and that are on TikTok. So I'm pretty sure if it was like an older audience, it would be like more present.
Like, right.
It'll feel more present, like 600K people will feel more presence, but it's a younger audience. I remember one time I leaked my number on TikTok, and I had a cruel couple of months.
Oh,
people were just calling me left and right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, okay, forget about the younger audience, but imagine the audience in your TikTok that's like 18 plus. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have like TikTok ladies hit you up and be like, hey Jabril, you're
no TikTok ladies, but I do like collab with like a bunch of like other TikTokers and stuff like that. They hit me up and like they ask for collabs because like I do skits and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
so I do like skit videos, comedies, story songs and stuff like that. So
nice.
Like, I always use like a lot of people in the videos, so I'll be hitting people up to collab. People hit me up to collab, so
right.
It's like a back and forth thing. So they notice, they recognize the followers and the views and stuff like that.
Like me, they get crazy with the power. Like I'm next to your power, and it's blowing my mind. You know what I mean? Like you could do anything. You could have these kids take money from their parents' wallets, but you're not doing that.
No.
You know, and I really think that's commendable, and I think that's something that we should really admire in Jabril. You know what I mean, Blake?
Yeah.
You know, like, by the way, there's music going on outside. So there's a party going on. You know what I mean?
Is it outside Jabril or next door?
I think it's outside. It's somebody. It sounds like, you know, they might not be able to hear it at a podcast audience because these mics are quite good. Jabril, I would like to share something with you guys, okay? It's sort of real. It's a real thing, okay? And I want to share it with you, and I just want your opinion.
Should I be scared?
No.
Should I be scared?
No. This is, well, actually, you should be scared for what maybe this says about humanity or where people are at today, okay? Jabril, earlier I asked you if you saw Evil Dead Rise.
Yeah.
And you said you were going to.
Yeah, I was going
to. I'm a big fan
That's
of the...
That's that one where she's like a demon and she's in the elevator, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but
it's great. It's awesome.
Looks good.
My review for Evil Dead Rise, a million thumbs a million thumbs up. Like, it was great. The mom says a line that's one of the greatest lines I've ever heard a person say, which she says, I'm tired of you titty sucking parasites. She says this to her kids. I think that's great. I want it because usually when you see a movie, the mom is like, "Oh, my baby, my child. Oh, I'm Mama Bear," you know. Like, but this was great because the mom is like, "No, look, I'm a demon now. Let me say what's really on my mind. You guys are titty sucking parasites. You know what I mean?" And I've heard many a woman refer to their kids as titty sucking parasites. You never see it in a movie. You know.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I went to the movies Thursday night.
Wait, is this the thing that we should be worried about?
Yes. This is where is the world? Where is humanity?
Okay.
Where is the politeness in society? And I also did an art for this tragic event that occurred to me. And if you are a victim, reach out. You know what I mean? Like I'm just saying to victims of anything.
Yeah.
If you are a victim of anything, reach out. I don't know what that means, but like just reach out. Like reach out to someone. Yeah. It is what it means. Because I've heard that before. And I think that's really important. I went to the movies, and I treat the cinema, Jabril, like church.
Yeah,
I make sure to be clean, you know, like showered and nice, smelling like lavender. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I make sure to be wearing my nice clothes. Not nice, not like I'm going like to a tuxedo gallery, mm-hmm. but I wear my nice jacket. I wear my nice hat. I try to dress nice, and
it's very cold in the cinema too.
Yes,
so you gotta put on a jacket.
Exactly, and I'm very polite to the ushers and to the person reading my ticket thing on the AMC A-List app because I'm A-List. That's me.
Mm-hmm. That was a flex.
Yeah. Thank you. I have a lot of points on it too. Damn, what a great day. So when I went and bought my ticket for Evil Dead Rise, I noticed there were some people that bought tickets on this side and some people that bought tickets on this side, but there was nobody in the middle. And that was the only seat that I could get, you know? I prefer to sit in either C or D, 10, 9, 11, 12, maybe. Those are my seats. Those are the seats that I enjoy. And excuse me if I get like emotional or anything, or just, you know. Thank you for providing the space.
Yeah.
So I sit down in my seat, and then a group of people come and they sit next to me.
Like right next to you?
Right next to me.
I would feel some type of way.
Yeah.
Okay. And mind you, I say this story with, I'll tell you another little story. Yesterday I went and saw Mama Mafia or Mafia Mama or whatever it was called. A great movie with Toni Collette. Great film. Directed by Catherine Hardwicke. Flowers to you, Catherine Hardwicke. What a great film. And flowers to the director of Evil Dead Rise. What a great film. Emmanuel, flowers. Make me fly, Emmanuel. Yeah. You could do anything with the green screen, you know? Wait, watch this. Yeah. Make him a sandwich. Wait, look. Whoa! Somebody stop this crazy thing. Anyway, okay. Yesterday when I went and saw Mama Mafia, I sat next to the... I had my assigned seat.
Wait, you're talking about Evil Dead?
No. I'm saying this is just the way that I am. This is a side story. I'll get to the main story.
Oh, okay.
Because this is my. I was gonna say like tragedies, but I don't want the heat. You know, like this is my tragedy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It ruined a perfectly good movie going experience. My point being, in bringing up Mama Mafia, there was a seat that I had reserved, and it was next to a woman. I sat down. The woman looked at me, and I said, "I'm sorry. It's reserved seating. This was my seat. If you feel a certain way, I apologize, but it's you know." And she was like, "Oh, okay." And then her man came, this old man, and he sat down, and he was about to die. He was so old, you know. No, anyway, I'm just kidding. He sits down and so I sort of like was like polite to this woman because it's like, look, you don't know me, lady, but this is my seat. I'm going to sit here because it's my assigned seat. I'm not sitting here because I just want to sit next to you of all people, but I wasn't like mean about it. Yeah. I was just like, no, this is assigned seating and stuff. So anyway, so that was me. I'm a polite moviegoer. So rewind to Evil Dead Rise, Blake. I sit down and I have my big popcorn. I don't eat the popcorn until the movie starts because if you start during the trailers, it's gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Completely gone.
It's a science I have it down to. I put lots of butter, all that stuff. I'll get into that one day, my butter technique.
You need to teach me that butter
technique. We're gonna go hit the cinema, you know? Yeah. And then we're going to command this TikTok army to steal from their parents. Okay. So I'm just kidding. I don't want to get you in trouble from the TikTok police, you know? Okay, so these people come and sit right next to me, but it's assigned seating. That's okay. I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. I'm not a movie fascist. You know what I mean? Like, I'm. Everybody have fun. This guy kicks his feet up, and he's not wearing any shoes or socks. Mm.
Bare-toed?
Barefoot. Mm. And it. I have an it was disgusting, Jabril. And I have an artistic rendition of that. And Emmanuel, just put it. This is Blake. Can you see? this is, and I was so scared. It was scarier than anything in Evil Dead Rise. And you tell me, am I crazy? Is no. that?
That's pretty disturbing. Like no shoes,
no
like,
shoes
or socks.
What, like, there's a part.
You're just barefoot in the movie theater.
Let's get thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to know how are popcorn on his corns.
Yeah. Right, right, exactly. Like, so many horrible thoughts were going through my head, Jabril.
Wait, was it just him?
It was just him. He was with a group. And, like, I think that was his way of asserting dominance over his group. Mm. Like, I have the feet.
Oh, yeah. Like, peeing when people pee.
Right, right, right.
Property.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
with
yeah.
dogs.
Pee yeah, yeah, pee yeah, 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 yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see where that... Okay, if I seen somebody shoeless and sockless in a movie theater, I think they have dominance. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they have dominance. So you don't think I'm wrong in thinking?
But no, you're not wrong at all.
No.
No, because that's absurd.
It's absurd. It's absurd, Jabril. You know, yeah. Like it's not right. Blake, you're against it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just you don't have to fucking show the person next to you like kick your feet up and then
right
if you're like barefoot like
right
that's just weird.
Was there anybody in front of him?
No.
Oh, okay. I was about to say if there's somebody in front of him, that's obviously weird.
Yeah. No. He was, and then I thought maybe there was a woman in the group, but I think it was just a group of guys. And, you know, and God bless them. It was the best thing they could do that night, watch Evil Dead Rise, which is fine. I mean, that's cool. That's what I was doing. But just to sort of, like, take your shoes off and your sock, or you have no socks to begin with, and just kick it up. Like, have you ever seen Casino?
The movie?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
There's a part, right, mm-hmm. where Robert De Niro, have you seen it, Blake?
Let me look it up.
Casino. It's directed by Martin Scorsese.
Oh, wait, I think I have seen Casino.
It's a great film.
With Robert De Niro?
Yeah, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, uh-huh. the Paisanos, you know. Even though I think Robert De Niro is part Irish or something. But anyway, there's a part where this cowboy dude is in the casino and he has his feet kicked up on the casino, like on the table, right? Mm-hmm. And then Robert De Niro tells his pit boss guy, he runs the casino and he's like, dude, get this guy out of here. You know, like, no. First he goes up to the guy and he's like, excuse me, sir, do you mind taking your shoes off? And then the guy's like, no, fuck you, I had a bad night. And then Robert De Niro goes to his security and he's like, fucking get this guy out of here. And then he says, use his head. I want him out of here, and use his head to open the fucking door. And then they pick him up and then they use his head to ram open the door. And then he calls Robert De Niro the F word.
I think the movie did come out a while ago.
Right, right. Which is, it's a different time, and they were depicting people of different times. But what mm-hmm. I'm saying is, I wish we could have taken that guy and done that. I was going to say, I wish we could have taken that F word. But then what I was going to say was that the F word was fuck. We could have taken that fuck. You know, like, you know what I'm saying, Jabril? Jabril, yeah. We bonded on Skrilla. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we have made a crime film. I produced it. Silent Chris wrote and directed it. Mm-hmm. We run things like the mafia. You know what I mean? Like, we are a bit like the mafia. And but the difference is, instead of like taking you to a cornfield and killing you or weird stuff like that, what we do is, this is you, sir. If you went and saw Evil Dead Rise and you took your shoes off and your socks off so we could see your stinky feet, this is you. And look at my face. Look at it.
You look so terrified.
I'm terrified. Yeah. Emmanuel's going to go in here and show the audience. You know, podcast audience, you can't I'll describe it. It's a picture of me. It's a drawing I did right before the show. I did it right before the show. I'm Van Gogh.
No, you are.
Thank you. Thank you, Jabril. Thank you. Of me sitting, and I'm shocked in the theater, and there's a man with big big feet, you know, enjoying his time.
His dogs are up.
Yeah, yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
I love that song, Jabril. I love that song. So, Jabril, what's going on with you? Like, what's next on your thing? You've been doing auditions and whatnot?
Yeah, I've been auditioning. I also do stand-up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been going to open mic night. I've been having sets at the Ontario Improv.
Nice.
Out there. And it's been going good. It's been going pretty good.
Nice, nice.
I go back out there next month on the 7th.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, hopefully I get some more laughs. I have a couple of jokes. I'll be doing like impressions of like celebrities and stuff like that.
Give them to me. Give me what you got.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so this is a impression right here of, let me say, this is Kevin. If Kevin Hart was sitting next to the guy with the big feet, at the Evil Dead Rise.
Right. Please, thank you.
Okay. All right. Boom. All right. Kevin Hart, me. We are here seeing Evil Dead Rise. Okay. All right. You guys, foot out. Okay. All right. Okay.
Nice.
All right. Okay. All right.
Nice.
Kevin Hart always does the okay. All right.
I wish you were there with me so you could have pulled out the Kevin Hart to this guy.
No, I would have probably pulled out the Will Smith. I would have probably said, keep your feet off the fucking chair.
Right. Or no, keep your feet off my wife's head. Yeah.
Keep your feet, yeah.
Jabril, what did you think of all that? It's been a while, the slap and stuff, but what was your impression of all that?
To be honest, I thought it was fake. Like, I really thought it was, because I was watching the Oscars during that time. I really thought it was fake. Cause like they, and then when they muted Will Smith, like when he started yelling and they muted him, I was like, wait, is that real? Because they wouldn't have muted him if it was fake. But then they muted him, I was like, oh, shoot, like that really happened.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like Chris Rock, I'll give it to Chris Rock because he really took that slap on live television.
Yeah.
He took it
like a man.
Yeah, he did. And it was just a G.I. Jane joke.
Right.
But yeah, no, Chris Rock is good. Chris Rock is a good comedian though too.
Yeah. Did you grow up?
I grew up watching Chris Rock, Everybody Hates Chris. I grew up watching like Chris Rock's movies too. He just did a stand-up special.
Uh-huh. On Netflix.
On Netflix. A live. It was Netflix's first live special.
Yeah.
It was really good.
You watch it? I watched the part where he talks about Will Smith.
Yeah.
I watched it that I just wanted to see what he said about that.
No, yeah, he says selective outrage.
right.
Yeah, Will Smith did. I feel like he did have selective outrage because there's a lot of people talking about Will Smith, and he only slapped one person.
Right.
So that's pretty much
like. I might have heard someone say this, but like he wouldn't have done that to like say, you know, The Rock or something.
Yeah, anybody. Will Smith played Muhammad Ali, so. He's going up against, that's like, he could have smacked Michael B. Jordan.
Right.
He wants to slap another boxer.
If he hit me, I just would have gone like this. Why did you do that? What is your problem? He hit me. Ow. Fuck. Damn, I'm sorry.
I'm surprised Chris Rock didn't like go off the stage, or I would at least like put the mic down, walk off the stage like, this is done. Like,
right.
I'm not standing right here again embarrassed.
You know what I think? Will Smith, mm-hmm. that night, if he watched like a telenovela and listened to an ASMR video, he would have been fine.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring this up is Amigas, our telenovela, mm-hmm. is now on Tubi.
Tubi.
So you can go and watch it. It's on Tubi. And you can watch all the... Forget about the fact that we made an amazing, beautiful crystallization of the art of telenovelas. The beautiful commercials that you can see on Tubi and that we get money from. It's great. I love it. I love selling Burger King and McDonald's. You know what I mean?
If Will Smith watched Amigas on Tubi, he probably...
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And Jabril, have you ever listened to like an ASMR video?
Mm-hmm. Every time before I go to sleep,
yeah. Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, we have some ASMR videos coming out. It's going to be on the streamers.
We do.
Mm-hmm. We do.
That's dope.
It's not a fan. Yeah. Okay.
You're not a fan?
No.
What?
You know, ASMR, they got a...
Wait, no. But ours is of like nature and shit.
Oh.
It's not like...
That's something I do. I listen to like ASMR, like nature sounds.
Right.
Okay.
Isn't that
I can't
better?
Do like the.
No. In fact, in the spirit of that, I'm gonna do an ASMR. Like, hold on, it's like you don't like these things, like where they're done. It's disgusting. Yeah. It's disgusting. I get it. I get that you don't like this. Jabril, how's it going?
It's going good.
Jabril, play.
I can't do it.
Please. Please. Jabril. Okay. Enough. You don't like it that much?
Mm-mm.
Even me? But you say you love my voice. No, I'm just... Can you try it? I just want to hear what it sounds like. Can you do it?
Just like whisper in the mic? What do you mean?
Like I once got there was a woman online that like did like ASMR stuff. And that was my intro to it. She was like this this cam model. And she did that. And I was like, "Oh, that's a thing."
Like, yeah, oh, people okay. love it.
Yeah.
They get like turned on by it, and like it's weird.
Interesting.
But I don't judge.
I don't judge either. Do you think it may be an intimacy thing? Like the people that like it long for intimacy? Jabril, your thoughts.
Know. Yeah, let me see. Intimacy, I don't know. Maybe I thought it was just because like something people like the soothing sounds or like the soothing voice.
Mm.
And like but people be listening to some like weird things on ASMR. Like people listen to like people drinking, people eating.
Right.
Like, there's
right,
a bunch right. of different ASMR, right. so yeah, it's probably right. something to do with intimacy. Right.
you think it's an intimacy thing, Blake? And you know I mean, you have problems
like, people
with
get turned on by it, so I'd probably like
well, that's the thing.
I'd probably say yeah.
The girl that did the cams, mm-hmm. she would go like, my pussy feels, you know, like she was going.
Oh, then yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, I guess it's like whispering. Okay, so yeah. I see the resemblance. Like, because whispering and like when people whisper and other people's ear, like, that's that's not like a turn on thing for people whispering in their ear.
I think maybe for me at least it's just like the clear of like audio, somebody whispering like in your ears. But like if I'm like being intimate and then they whisper in my ear, that's totally fine.
Right.
But then just like having like clear like mic audio is, you know?
Yeah. Have you guys ever listened to like this thing called the virtual barbershop? Like it used to be like a long time ago. Like it was basically like you put on headphones. It's on YouTube. You put on headphones and like it's like you listen to the thing and it's like the, what is it called? 4D or 8D. It's
okay.
When the audio is like all around, it feels like you're in a room. Mm-hmm. So it's called 8D, I think. And like basically it was like a barbershop. And like you put it on, like you hear the clippers going right here. Like it feels like you're right there and like the guy's talking to you and then he like moves over to this ear and talks and then he like moves over here and like
starts
cutting your hair and like somebody comes through the door. It's
how long were the videos?
I think they're probably 20 minutes. They're not that long.
Oh yeah.
But there's a bunch of them. Like the first one that I learned was called virtual barbershop. Mm-hmm. But there's like a bunch of ones. There's creepy ones too. Scary things.
Yeah. We did once like a spooky one. And then we have a whole bunch that are coming out on these new streamers. When it's out on the streamer, I will let the audience know, let the people know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jabril, you have this power. Great power comes
great responsibility.
Yes, and Jabril's not going to abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
Jabril's a good guy. He's one of us. Wild 7. You know what I mean? Yes. Thank you, Jabril. Thank you. Thank you. And to this monster.
Yes.
I am on to you. If you were seeing Evil Dead Rise at the promenade on Thursday night and you took off your big sweaty feet and you put them up for everybody to see and smell, shame on you. You are disgusting.
Kevin Hart's on to him too.
Yeah.
First of all, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can't have feet out there.
Yeah, I needed you there, Jabril. You know, like I did think, because I knew we were doing this today, and I was like, I wonder if Jabril is going to see Evil Dead Rise.
Yeah, no, I am going to see that. That movie looks scary, like real scary.
The thing is, the guy that took his shoes off, he's a titty-sucking parasite. You know what I mean? That's what he is. He's a titty-sucking parasite, and I have no time for that. I will say though, it seemed like he was a nice guy watching a nice movie. If he was there watching the movie, whatever. But just, we don't need your. I don't need to see your feet, man. You know. And they were like paninis. They were flat. Like it was disgusting.
Somebody panini pressed his foot. Oh.
Hey, did you know Jabril was in House Party?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did background for a scene for the party scene for like the when. Like LeBron came, I was like in the back next.
Oh wow!
And Juski was there too. It was pretty lit.
I'm gonna watch it again and scope you out.
Yeah, you're gonna have to scope me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there.
How was that day?
It was pretty good. Cal Matic, I didn't even know who he was before, but then because I used to do extras a lot like last year. Mm-hmm. And that's when we filmed that. So. Cal Matic, it was good working with Cal Matic. I got to work with him again on this new movie called White Man Can't Jump.
Mm.
So
with Jack Harlow.
Yeah, with Jack Harlow.
Really? Jack Harlow's in it?
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, Jack Harlow's in it. Yeah. I hope it's going to be. It looks pretty good. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be a good movie. I just play like a basketball player at the high school, but it looks like it's going to be a real good movie.
What's that song that Jack Harlow does that? Ooh.
I'm on
first class.
Yeah, first class.
Up there. You don't need this. You need Jesus.
With Fergie. Yeah.
Is that with Fergie?
The
first class. Yeah.
Okay.
Hit a Fergie G. Yeah. Every time I come out, girl. Yeah.
I got the Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff, Jabril. Yeah. Very good stuff. Very fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Where'd the music go? Oh, there we go. Jabril, where can the good people find you?
You can find me on all social media platforms, Jabril M19. And you can also find me I'll be on Facebook. Also, Jabril Muhammad on Facebook. I post a lot of skits on Facebook, so check that out. On YouTube, you guys can find me, Jabril M19, or Heem Team. You guys can find my group channel where I post parodies of feelings. So hopefully you guys can check that out.
He gets like a million likes, Blake. A million likes. And he doesn't abuse the power. I met this splendid young man on the set of Skrilla. He was completely professional. And I thought, you know what? I bet you he has lots of followers and power. You know, like, because he just knows how to be on set. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I commend you, Jabril. Please return. Mm-hmm. We'll go see the movies so Kevin Hart can come out when some guy takes out his big panini feet, you know. And that's it. You can find me on Twitter at Mr. Nasred. Follow me on Instagram at Mr.Nasred. Email me at Nasred@Wild7Studios. Go to our website. Like, share, and subscribe to us on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Amigas is on Tubi. Debbie and the Devil, our film. Get the Blu-ray. Watch the movie on Tubi so we get more stuff. Great stuff. I love being in this business.
Me too.
I love it. It's great stuff. Blake, it's good stuff. It's good to have you back, Blake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah? How you doing? Good stuff. How you doing?
How's Blake doing?
How is Blake?
I'm...
Something off about Blake.
I'm tired. Blake? I worked all week last
week. He had a big working week, man. You know, like he was just working and working.
Monday through Sunday.
Yeah. Working and working, and you're at home jerking and jerking. You know what I mean, guys?
That's
how. That's how.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.